The new year is about to begin. What better time, I say, is there than now to reclaim all of the energy that others have drained away from you over your entire life? We will engage in five separate opportunities to identify all of the people and all of the events that have resulted in taking away your energy and draining your life force. Once all of these persons, events, and experiences have been listed, what we're going to then do at the very end of this sequence of thoughts and reflections over your past life is to reclaim all of the energy that has been taken by other individuals and by situations that you have encountered over the course of your life. In preparation for the New Year's Eve meditation, I'd like to ask you to get out five separate pieces of paper. And on one side of the first paper, please write the words last decade, D-E-C-A-D-E, and also place the number one. After you've written that on this piece of paper, please turn the paper over. I'm going to now proceed to ask you to reflect back on the very last decade of your life, the most recent decade of your life. And I'm going to ask you to reflect on situations and to remember people who have literally drained your energy away. And as these situations come to mind, please jot down a note on this paper of what happened. Doesn't have to be an extensive explanation, just a note so you can remember exactly what it was that you'd like to be able to release on New Year's Eve. So settle in with pen in hand and paper in front of you. The question I've got for you to consider is, who has taken your energy over the last decade of your life? Whoever comes to mind, write their names on the paper that now lies in front of you. Perhaps a family member. Perhaps a friend. Perhaps a person at work. Perhaps a neighbor. Perhaps a pet. Perhaps a child. Perhaps a stranger. Perhaps someone from a volunteer organization that you participated in. Perhaps a thief who stole something from you. Perhaps a healthcare practitioner. Perhaps a contact from one person or another associated with a religious organization. Whoever comes to mind, write their name or names on the paper that rests in front of you. They may have taken a great deal of your energy they may have taken a tiny bit of your energy. Whoever comes to mind, simply write their names on this paper. This is for you, not for anyone else. What has taken your energy over the last decade of your life? A job or jobs? Hobbies? Your possessions? Your health? Habits that are not in your best and highest good? Habits like smoking or gambling or shopping or you name it. An inability to manifest the money and resources you need? What has drained your energy? What has obstructed your ability to manifest your dreams? What has taken your energy over the last decade of your life? Problems with your home? Your finances? Thought forms that limit you unnecessarily? Write them down. Beliefs that are untrue. Memories that do not serve your best and highest good. What has siphoned your energy over the last decade of your life? Whatever comes to mind now is what needs to be written on your list. As you reflect on the last decade of your life, if other thoughts and memories occur to you that need to be also entered on this list, then enter them on this list so that by the end of the day, your list is totally complete, including all persons and all events and all experiences that have taken your energy over the past decade. This is Parkinson's Recovery, and I am Robert Rogers. Good day.